Jinxed, The Curious Curse of Cora Bell. Jinxed, Book 1. Written by Rebecca McRitchie and read by Eloise Oxo. In a crowded forest, not near anywhere, a woman in a yellow nightdress ran for her life. Her long amber hair lashed behind her as she gasped heavy breaths and sprinted barefoot between the trees. Her back stung from where her wings once were. The remaining feathers fell away in tufts at her feet. She stopped running when the ground ended. Panting, she looked out in front of her. Nothing but night filled the space as she peered over a high, rocky cliff. There was a loud screech behind her, and she whirled around to see a bolt of lightning ricochet against the trees. Then, as quickly as it came, it disappeared, leaving only silence. She searched the dark forest and waited, her heart beating fast. She looked for a glimmer, a ruffle, something, anything. Then the sound of deep laughter filled the air.
"All alone, princess,"
came a voice from the forest. She felt her fear double in her chest. Without her wings, there wasn't much chance of escape. She knew that now. She took a deep breath and squared her blood-stained shoulders. With shaking hands, she called up the air around her until it was a swirling, roaring wind in her ears. "Ah!" she cried as she hurled the wall of wind into the forest. Leaves flew from the branches, trees bent and snapped, and the ground shook. Then, without pause, she hurled another and another and another until the trees in front of her were bare. And standing still amongst the trunks was the dark silhouette of a man with long silver hair gleaming eerily in the light from the moon. Suddenly, a great gold bird burst from the trees. It flew towards her and grabbed her by the shoulders with its talons. The bird carried her off the ground in a large swoop until they were flying over the cliff. "No, Artemis!" There was another crack of lightning, but this time it was followed by a sharp pain in her chest. The bird dipped in flight, injured. He struggled to hold her. There wasn't much time. She looked up at her friend, tears in her eyes. "Take it," she breathed. She let go of what she had been holding onto for so long. Then she pulled the talons from her shoulders and fell, a flowing tangle of amber and yellow silently plummeting towards the ground.